Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We are very pleased to be joined by Browns defensive tackle Andrew Billings on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andrew, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well. Before we go any further, you're a proud Baylor alum, and your Baylor Bears are a one seed. So how – some guys aren't focused on the tournament. Some guys very much are. Where do you fall on that with your Bears playing today?
Actually, me and my fiance filled out our brackets yesterday, and I have Baylor winning
it all.
So I just put it on the wall just to remind myself.
So will it be a – like glued to the set, cheering, jumping up and down, obviously doing it, you know, we don't want you to get injured, but jumping up and down and cheering. What's it going to be like today watching? I think they play, Hartford, I think, is who they play, so it shouldn't be a big deal for them, but you're going to be watching it and celebrating?
I'll probably tune in for sure. I like to just check the app.
Okay, so you're kind of low-key, at least now, low-key.
So if it gets interesting.
All right, good stuff. Andrew Billings is our guest. Andrew, take me back to last year. Was this a decision when you opted out? Was it a decision that you wrestled with, or was it pretty easy for you in terms of COVID-19 and deciding I'm not gonna do this year?
It was a little bit of a wrestle. It wasn't as easy. It was easy to do, but internally it was definitely it was some conflicting arguments inside my head. But, once I made my mind up, it was definitely easy. So.
Was there one thing, one thing that you kept going back to that you said ultimately, look, you know what, this reigns above everything else, and that's why I'm deciding to opt out here?
Yeah, overall with my asthma, basically, my long-term health was the deciding factor and the not knowing, how it could affect my body also helped that as well. So it was really just overall my lung health.
How do you feel much more confident now? I mean, after, a year and the vaccine's out, and I'm sure you've talked to all sorts of doctors. Do you feel confident that you'll be fine and ready to go, and everybody's still being careful, but how do you feel about going into this season?
I feel great. With the vaccine, as soon as I can get it and get back out there, I don't see any problem there.
Was it made more difficult? We're talking to Browns defensive tackle Andrew Billings here on Bull and Fox on this Friday. Chico in for the guys. Was it even more difficult? I mean, I know anyway, injury, whatever, guys want to be on the field with their teammates. But in this case, I mean, we saw the Browns win 11 games last year. I know you're not, necessarily from here, but that's a huge deal when you consider what's happened the last two decades. So was that even tougher, seeing the Browns and then the fans and the city get behind him, and you couldn't be a part of that?
At first it was, but then – I kind of found a way to be a part of it, just watching it on NFL Game Pass over and over again, I enjoyed watching them play, so it was, I was one of the fans jumping up and down, so, and I think I was a part of it, but, not being out there, it was definitely hard. It was really hard during the week. Game day, I enjoyed it because I can watch it, but during the week, it's just, wishing you could be out there and practicing with them and going over the game plan. But, you know, it was – weekdays were pretty hard.
Were you still in kind of constant communication or somewhat constant communication with the guys and just – even if it wasn't football related, just kind of checking in and seeing how things were going?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I checked in with a couple of the guys during the season, especially in the playoffs. The coaches, they had a team to check on, you know, the COVID opt-out, so that was nice as well. But, yeah, I tried to stay in touch. You know, they're kind of busy with the season, so it's not like I can sit there and just talk all day with them. But, yeah, we stayed in touch pretty well.
So, Andrew, you've been on a couple teams and through a couple organizations. Do you sense, and I know, again, it's a little bit difficult because of last year and your situation,
yeah.
Did you sense right away, and do you continue to sense that this locker room is different and that culture is a good thing and the camaraderie is a good thing and that they've got a good thing going, not just on the field with wins and losses, but also in that locker room as well?
Yeah, I did. That was actually a large part of my decision to sign with them. You know, I really felt it speaking to the coaches and then, you know, actually going in there for the day that I did, I felt an energy and a focus that I really enjoyed and couldn't wait to be a part of.
What are you looking forward to the most as far as just, you know, getting in the middle? You're going to be right in the middle of that defense up front for Joe Woods. And, you know, it seems like everybody's talking about, well, they lost Larry Ogunjobi, who's obviously a very good talent, great talent. And they're talking about who's going to be opposite Myles Garrett and all that stuff. Do you kind of feel like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm still here and I'm ready to contribute? Do you feel like you've got something to prove to some people and to some fans?
Yeah. I got a lot to prove to myself. I got a lot to prove to my coaches and my teammates. You know, getting back out there, definitely still here. Definitely still got a job to do. Definitely go out there and perform.
Are you, during the course of COVID in the last year, what was your fitness state? Were you able to work out a lot? I mean, you said the asthma plus, you know, you're kind of fearful with that COVID. Were you able to keep a regular routine as far as fitness and whatnot?
Yeah, I was. It took some time to figure it out, but I found a good place to go where I could be distant. And it was just two people in the gym. I found the parts to ride my bike in. I bought some things for my own personal use. So, yeah, I definitely found a way. And, I mean, once you get into it, it's a pretty good routine as well.
Browns defensive tackle Andrew Billings joining us. Andrew, of course, opting out last year with the COVID pandemic. He'll be back this year up front on Joe Woods' defense. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you make of the free agent signings? John Johnson and Troy Hill. Walker just signed. Anthony Walker. What do you make of some of those signings?
I like them a lot. They're putting some pieces together. You know, I'm not you know in the meetings upstairs, but I see some good pieces coming in, some good players and some good people. So I like it. I can't wait to get out there and see how everything fits together.
Andrew, describe to us when we talked earlier about a good culture, and you said, hey, one of the reasons I wanted to come to Cleveland, obviously an opportunity to play, but also you really liked what you saw and felt in the building. Describe that to us. What is that coming from that building, and what is that about a good culture that kind of makes you know, okay, this is a place I want to be?
It's when I walked in and, you know, through the meetings as well, and through the players that I was engaged with, it felt like, you know, me going there, you know, I had something to prove just by going there, signing a one-year deal, but everybody there, no matter who they were, they all had something to prove. Like, the whole team was almost in the same position I was. You know, the Browns were trying to prove something as I was trying to prove something, and I just felt like that was going to be a situation where the iron sharpens the iron, and I could really grow and become a better person, a better player there, because the whole team almost had the same mindset of something to prove.
Yeah, I would think the other thing with that, Andrew, is, you know, I mean, you're all kind of in the same boat. Even you, even having opted out, because everything's virtual, so the ability to get on a practice field and get reps wasn't there for pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
So how surprised were you, how impressed were you with Kevin Stefanski and how he dealt with, I mean, nobody experienced anything like this, and we hope we never experience it again. But how impressed were you with how Coach Stefanski and the entire staff handled that?
I was very impressed. If there's been a head coach in the league for 30 years, 5 years, or 1 year, I think they all were kind of put on the same level this year, even if you had good team chemistry, because, I mean, it was it takes some getting used to, you know, learning virtual. There's no staying after the meetings, asking the coaches questions and stuff. Like, it was all time slotted, and, you know, they had regulations, like, you got to get off at this time. And the Browns really found a good way of doing it and communicating all the points they wanted to get across as far as meetings go. So I was very impressed. I was able to learn the defense, you know, without being there for months. So I thought the head coach and all the coaches did a great job on that.
Andrew, we'll let you go with this. You were able to experience, I'm sure, to some degree, the fans in the city getting behind this team and just the excitement. Have you thought about what it's going to be like? And we hope by fall that, you know, we've got near capacity, if not full capacity, at First Energy Stadium. Have you thought about what that's going to be like playing in front of such a rabid fan base on Sunday afternoons?
You know, I haven't thought about it, man. It's just, you got to go out there and feel it, for me, I guess. Not really, you know, something I think about it. I like to go out there and feel it, you know. I like to just think about, you know, what I'm going to do when I go out there and the plays and stuff. But, you know, I've never played at the Brown Stadium as a Brown player, so.
You'll be feeling them. You'll be hearing them.
I imagine, especially after they're. The Browns has had, it's going to be a nice atmosphere out there.
Well, Andrew, good to hear that you're feeling well and really looking forward to getting you on the field this year and cheering you on and the Browns on. Continued success. Good luck. And, hey, good luck to your Baylor Bears this afternoon and throughout the tournament as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.